We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with our guests here from USD 378, Riley County Schools, and USD 384, Blue Valley Schools. The superintendents there, Cliff Williams in Riley County, John Cox at Blue Valley. And, of course, winter break continues here, but the athletic season is continuing as well. Let's talk about basketball and wrestling. How are those sports going here for you guys? I'll start with John.
Well, our basketball season is going pretty well. Our teams compete every game, it's exciting to see the crowds back in full at our games, and it really spurs on the competition on the court. Over the break, we are still continuing to have practice, and I know, you know, being in the office, we had several calls about that. So I know the coaches have sent out practice schedules. So if you haven't been contacted by your coach, please reach out to them and find out when practices are being held so that you can be ready. Because as soon as we get back on January 3rd and 4th, we will have high school and middle school basketball those nights. So you want to be fully prepared.
All right. Same deal, Cliff, with you.
Yeah, I'd echo what John said there, and it really gets cranked up in January, and hang on, you know, there's events going on all the time, and though we've struggled a little bit with the wins and losses, we've never judged our season off of that. Our kids are growing, and you can see that, and like John said, what a exciting atmosphere to fill the stands again. When you can hear the ball dribble the whole game, it is a unique atmosphere that none of us had experienced before. So we're glad to get back to normal.
All right. Very good. Well, some other items of note here in the school districts. John has an update on FFA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. You know, we do a farmer's market once a month, and we just held one on the 18th. And for those of you who don't know, our farmer's market is a student-based project. We've invited community growers to come in and sell their goods. It's typically held at the Blue Valley High School Ag Building one Saturday a month. And we have an organization from within the school sponsor a breakfast to raise some funds. It's really a cool experience for our kids because a lot of them are talented in the agricultural and construction ways, and they build projects and they sell their goods at these farmers markets. You know, we're excited about a potential new restaurant opening up in town and partnering with them to have more frontline access to the highway once they open up to have these markets and make it a real community event. We've had lots of opportunities for our kids to go out and compete, and we consistently place in the top five in all of our competitions with FFA. And so it's really a cool experience. My experience with FFA really starts here in Blue Valley, and getting to know the program has been a fun experience for me, and watching the kids excel in that.
That's great. What a nice opportunity here for those students. I know Cliff has some retirements and recognitions he wanted to pass along here this morning as well.
Yes, unfortunately, it's that time of year when staff start thinking about a new chapter in their life, and the board accepted two resignations this past month here, and just want to congratulate those staff members. Janelle Sullivan, first grade teacher of 40 years, and Mark Laurie, high school business teacher with 28 years of service. So these are two great people, amazing teachers. It will be really tough to fill their positions with the caliber of expertise that they bring to the classroom and each and every day. Again, we're excited for them, sad for us, but it is a phase of the job that occurs. And so we just want to wish them the best, and they will be retiring at the end of the school year.
All right. Always tough when you lose good talent and hard to replace, but good luck to them. In terms of other recognitions here, John, you have a student of the month?
Yeah, we have Students of the Month. It's recognized off of the Ramway. For those of you who don't know, it's we hold our students to be resilient, accountable, motivated, and successful. And each month, the staff gets together and nominates several students that they then decide to pick one. So our elementary school, McCormick Elementary Student of the Month is Dax Webster. And our middle school Student of the Month is Lydia Cobb. Our high school Student of the Month is Ty Vogt. And they receive a plaque that is created from our Ag Ed students. They create the plaques and make them look very, very nice. Then they are also receive a gift card from one of our local businesses for them to enjoy some tasty treats from there. On top of the Student of the Month, I want to piggyback off of Cliff and his retirements. It's not really a retirement, but I wanted to recognize one of our board members who stepped down and welcomed a new member. I'd like to recognize Ginger Blasky. She was on the board when I was hired here and has served 4 years, and she's ready to move on and start a new chapter in her life. And I wanted to thank her for the work that she did while she was here and making Blue Valley the best it can be. And I want to take the opportunity to welcome Melissa Geisler, who is coming on board in January. And I look forward to working with her and doing all of the work that needs to be done to continue the progress we've made here as we look towards our future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations to her coming on the board. And, we get into the new year. There's a lot of new things that'll be we'll be looking ahead to here. And one of those is, the calendar, I guess, for the next school year. Is that something you guys start to set up here in January, Cliff?
We do. Our board will likely approve one in January, knowing that we need to plan for all the different things that occur in the fall. So that should be coming out soon.
All right. Well, is that kind of a similar thing in all districts? Do they all kind of, is this about the time of year that starts getting discussed?
Yeah, normally January, February, kind of depends on what plans you have over the summer. Like we extended our summer with the bond, but traditionally it's about this time. I know John and I, districts belong to the Twin Lakes Educational Cooperative for Special Education, and we shared all of our calendars. There's five districts in that organization, and we were talking about that last month. So December through February is about a normal time.
Okay. Yeah. John, any comments there on calendars?
Ours, we'll start talking about it in February. And, sharing the calendars with the TELEC is trying to make sure that, we all share staff. Our SPED staff all work for and through TELEC. So if we all start at different times, it's very difficult for staff to go through professional development at the beginning of the year. So trying to align everyone as close as we can get will also allow our teachers to have the best possible training opportunities that they can get. So we'll get started looking at that, and I'll encourage my team to take into account all of those factors when we come up with a schedule for next year.
All right. Very good. Cliff has an update also on the bond. Some new news there. Is that right?
Yeah, we're to the last phase of the bond where you set aside some contingency funds, especially when you do some remodeling. Like anybody's home, you never quite know what you're going to get into when you start tearing down some old walls and those types of things. And we were fortunate that we had very few surprises, so we've got a little bit of funds left over, and the board approved this last Monday that they'd like to go out and seek bids on repairing or replacing the high school parking lot that's really in need. So we'll be pushing forward that, and so wrapping it all up. So it's hard to believe we're at the end, Brandon.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's wild. That's been a couple years in the making here, getting this all sorted out. Is that right?
Yeah, a lot of boxes to check there to complete the process. But again, very, very thankful for what our patrons have done. It's been amazing. And we continue to give some tours to some parents or patrons that couldn't make it. And they seem to be very pleased. So we're so blessed for their offering to allow that bond to go through and help us upgrade our buildings for our kids.
All right, very good. You're speaking with John Cox and Cliff Williams here up in Blue Valley and Riley County Schools, respectively. And as we wrap things up here in the interview, I know you guys wanted to take some time and offer some thank yous, so I'll let you each do that. John, you want to start things off?
Yes, I would like to thank our staff. You know, as the first semester is coming to or has come to a close, I just wanted to publicly thank the faculty and staff. I know they work tirelessly to educate our kids. I see them working late, many days out of the week, creating engaging activities for our students to learn from. You know, thank you doesn't cover the full extent, but it's a small token of how we share and feel about each other. You know, without their dedication to education and to our students, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. You know, even when our staff feel that they've lost patience, they still show up every morning and stay late every day to make sure our kids have the best experience possible in Blue Valley. So staff, thank you for being you. Thank you for being there, and thank you for sharing your gifts with all of us. You are all appreciated.
All right, very nice. Cliff, you had some praise as well, right?
Yeah, I would definitely echo John's kind words there. He hit the nail on the head. And I just would add that thank you to students and parents and patrons and boards of education for all they've done. It's a family atmosphere in our districts, and we appreciate all their efforts. And we have really had a good fall. And considering that we're not out of the woods with COVID and those types of things, we couldn't ask for a better fall, understanding the conditions. And just lastly, I'd just say happy holidays to both you, Brandon, and John, and to all of our listeners.
I appreciate that. Thanks. Same to you. And guys, we look forward to talking with you here and maybe seeing you guys here in studio in 2022. We look forward to that.
Sounds like a great plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon.
That is Cliff Williams, John Cox, our two superintendents up in the north part of the county, Raleigh County Schools and Blue Valley Schools, joining us here on In Focus.